Joining us now is our resident celebrity chef, John Lunsafame. He's been in the kitchens of places such as Ampersand and Hugo's. He's appeared on the Lifestyle Channel. He's now the chef and owner at Lunsafame Trattoria in Woolloomooloo. John, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
John, the celebrity chef craze and our fascination with food and TV shows and things like that, have we gone too far? Are we losing sight of the real issue?
No, I think we're not losing sight. I think we're most definitely gaining sight because, you know, what it's doing is it's bringing families back together and, you know, with the kids cooking and all that. And, you know, 60 years ago, what was food all about? It was about sitting around a table and enjoying food and having conversation and enjoying family time. You know, 15 years now, you know, now we're up to 15 years ago where everyone's, you know, having their own thing. They're coming for dinner at different times. And, you know, and what it's doing is bringing the families back together. And, you know, it's teaching us all about food. And, you know, one good thing that it has been doing is, you know, chefs like myself are going back into our kitchens and trying harder. We have to cook harder because people are so much more knowledgeable about food. So we keep having to reinvent ourselves and designing new foods and inventing new foods, new styles, new types of cuisine. And this is what we're about. And we're very fortunate in Australia that we can do that.
John, you're going to be appearing on MasterChef shortly. Junior MasterChef. 8-year-old kids using things like truffle oil. When I was 8 years old, I didn't even know what a truffle was.
Yeah, well, when we were 8 years old, obviously truffles is not something that Australia is you know, was common to. But, you know, in Europe, say, for example, you know, my father knew what truffles were. He knew they were found in a special property and, you know, with pig farms, because they used to be snorted out by the pig's noses. But they knew it. And, you know, what we're doing is bringing these kids back into truffle. Truffle oil is not something that is, you know, is a hard item to get. You can find it anywhere. Any deli has it now. And at the end of the day, you know, we're letting our kids try all these new foods and see new foods. And when we go to restaurants, we're so inundated with, you know, truffle and this. And kids are asking questions. So they're going home and seeing it on the shelves and they're cooking with it now.
John, you've got a new book out. What kind of recipes can we expect to see in there?
The new book's launched on the 1st of November, and it's called Family Italian. And what that book is all about is me and my mum, all those recipes my mum has had for years and years and years. You know, I don't want to let die, so I had to put them to paper. You know, they've got a little bit of a twist by me, but they're all easy recipes to do. The ingredients can be sourced locally and very, very easily. There's no big words. There's nothing in there. It's just really easy cooking. And, you know, it is being designed for the house person.
We're going to throw a couple of those recipes up on the Next FM website. Just give us an example of what we can expect.
Okay, well, one of my favourite things to do and tell people as well is, you know, the leftovers. The leftovers you have in the fridge from the night before. One example is, you know, the lettuce. You've overdressed some salad. No one wants to eat it. It's left over. What do we do with it? We try and save it. And the next day, where does it end up? Straight the bin. One simple recipe, you know, I add some smoked trout or some smoked salmon to it. I put it all in a tureen mold and I press it. And, you know, in a couple of hours, I've got, you know, a beautiful tureen with the leftover salad, which I can have the next day. One of my most famous things to do is the bolognese pizza. Who makes bolognese? Everyone. And there's always some left over they put in the freezer. I just say, make up a quick pizza dough or even buy some, you know, some pita bread and roll it on, some mozzarella and bacon, and you've got an instant pizza without too much fuss. You know, the leftover thing is really, really easy.
Mate, my mouth's watering already just listening to you talk about that. Just quickly before you go, Crave International Food Festival's on at the moment right across Sydney. A lot of massive name celebrity chefs out here. One of our locals that is huge around the world is Tetsuya. His restaurant has just recently lost one of its chef's hats in the recent Sydney Morning Herald Good Food Guide. Can diners really take anything from that?
Look, I mean, if anyone's dined at Tetsuya, you know, I they've had a wonderful experience. I've dined there many occasions. I'm very, very fortunate that, you know, go there, and I've met the man a couple of times. I think his food's phenomenal. They took a chef hat away from him. I think they're trying to say that, you know, he's spending too much time in his Singapore restaurant that he's opening up very shortly, and that was his dream restaurant. Look, I've never had a bad meal at Tetsuya. I do think he's one of the world's best chefs. And, you know, and I do believe people that like Tetsuya's food will keep going back, whether it's got one hat, two hats, three hats, or no hats. I just think it's a phenomenal restaurant, and, you know, he's always cutting edge. And, you know, the chefs that he work, you know, they're our future chefs that are going to be all around Australia. I mean, look at all the restaurants opening up today. You know, all the ex-chefs he's had, they're opening up their own restaurants. What's that got to say for you?
Yeah, that's right. Now, one thing that people like yourself appearing on TV is doing is a lot more people are cooking with fresh ingredients and cooking at home and being a bit more simplistic about their cooking and looking at flavours, Australian ingredients, best in the world?
Definitely the best in the world. You know, I'm fortunate enough I get to travel the world quite a lot. And, you know, one example is just look at our fish markets and, you know, look at the fish markets all around the world. I think, you know, we have the hugest variety of seafood. You know, every country has their couple of seafoods that we can't get, you know. But if you just come here, every chef that comes here will always go to our fish markets and just go, wow, look at our fruit and veg, wow. And, you know, we're growing things in Australia now that was never been heard of. You know, they've all been grown overseas in tropical, but we're growing them here. And the best thing about it is every year we just keep getting better and better and better.
Yeah, I agree 100%. John, thanks for joining us. That was John Lanzafame, the executive chef of Lanzafame Trattoria, and we'll get those recipes up on the website tomorrow.